on the top of Chavda Avram Beis. Bo mine ula bar rav mi abaya. Kotten polcheach mao shikru b'torah. Said yesterday, polcheach, Rashi says, means that he's basically naked, but mamish naked, and Tosa says his clothing is torn. So can he read in the Torah? Only a gadol polcheach can't, or a kotten also. Amar levitzi boyelach arum. Now, if that's the case, you'd ask by arum. Kotten is arum. Arum, my time alone, mishum kovadat zibur. Kovad zibur. The reason that a kotten arum can't, even though there's no issur for him, of lo yirabacha ervas davar, but it's not kovadat zibur to let a kotten be korei batorah if he's arum. Hachanam, mishum kovad zibur. Same thing over here. He's not mamish arum. His clothing is torn, or it's almost arum, be the same halach. Rashi? Cotton pocheach mao shikr b'torah, gadol pocheach hu da'asr mishum v'lo yira b'cho'er v'zdover. Aval cotton ain't no muzer. Cotton's not muzer on lo yira b'cho'er v'zdover, so maybe there's no issue for him to read in the Torah. Ol dilma lo polig masnisen ben cotton le gadol. When it says pocheach can't be kori b'torah, it includes a cotton also because of kovadat zibor, and that's the maskon. Okay. Suma poris al shema. Tanya Omer lo Rabbi Yehuda har beit sofu lidrosh merkava v'lo ro. Rabbi Yehuda said that somebody who never saw, was blind from birth, so he never saw the ma'oros, can't make a bracha yotzer ha-ma'oros. So they said to Rabbi Yehuda, a lot of people, what's it called, darshan in the ma'isa merkava, they never saw it. So you can speak about something you didn't see. The low row also me mayhem. Rabbi Yehuda, hasim ba'ivnisa deliba talya milsa. By darshaning with the about the merkava, you're not necessarily describing something that you didn't see. You're speaking about something that you can understand intellectually. V'ha'ko mechaven the yoda, and therefore you can mechaven intellectually and speak about something that you didn't necessarily see mamish, but you saw in your mind's eye. Ha'cha mishum hanahu. But over here, you're making the bracha on the hanoah of being able to be nehenah from the sun. And that he never was nehenah from the light of the sun. For Rabbanan isle hanoah, Rav Yossi. And the Rabbanan hold that he could make the bracha, because lemaisa he does have hanoah, not direct, but indirect hanoah. The Tanya Om Rav Yossi called Yomai Yoishi Mitzdar al Mikrazeh, Vahayisam emashesh betzoharoim kashi emashesh ho'iver ba'thela. Right? You're going to grope around in the afternoon like a blind person gropes around in the dark. Why does it say a blind person gropes in the dark? Right? For him, it doesn't make a difference if it's dark or light out. He's always groping. So what's the difference if he does it in the night or the day? Till one time, I was traveling at night, and I passed a blind person with a torch in his hand. What do you need a torch for? You can't see anyway. Not that I can see, but other people can see me, and then they help me. So therefore, the same thing. The Iver has a benefit of it being daytime, because people can see him and help him out. Okay. What?
Same
thing. Suma is a Lashon Chazal.
What? If Rabbi Yossi is blind, how can he see somebody with a torch?
Who said Rabbi Yossi was blind?
Wasn't he blind?
No. Rabbi Yossi was sick, he wasn't blind. He became blind after, yeah. But Rabbi Yossi is not blind. Okay. Lidrash Merkava Yecheskel. Chosim Gumos. Falling into holes in the ground. Okay. Kohen Shiesh Biyodav Mumim Lo Yisras Kapav. A Kohen who has blemishes on his hands can't be Noseis Kapav. Can't be because Sirashi says, because then people look at his hands and the Shechinah is above the hands of the Kohanim. Right? Rashi says, Lefisha Ha'am is Staklimbo. It hurts your eyesight because you're looking at the Shechinah. Tosfos says that's only in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. That doesn't apply. Tosa says the reason is because people end up looking at his hands and forget about the bracha. The Mesiach das and the bracha. In Rashi, they say there's gezeira of Zman Hazeh atu Zman HaMikdash, or that even today there's some shechina between the fingers of the Kohanim. Okay, even though it's not the full amount of shechina that was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Atmi Shehoyu Yodav Tzvuol Sitim, if he doesn't have mumim, but he has, his hands are dyed. Right? Also, people are going to look at it. Same thing. Lo Yisus Katan, they shall understand when somebody looks at it. Either they're going to make Siach Das from the Bracha, Tosfos says, or they shouldn't be looking at his hands because of the Shechin. Okay, Tan, Mumim Sha'omru B'fonav Yodav Viraglav. It's not only Mumim on his hands, but on his face and feet also. Rashi? No Rashi. Okay. And the reason is because Lamaisa, from the feet or the face, they end up looking at the hands too. Omrev Yeshua ben Levi, Yodah Bohokanios, Loisas Kapov. Right? Bohokanios is that they're extra, I think, white. Right? He's like a, what's it called? A albino. Tanya Nami Hochi, Yotiv Bohokanios Loisas Kapov, Akumos, or if his fingers are deformed, they're crooked. Akushos, Loisas Kapov, the two kinds of being crooked. Rashi, Akumos is Kfufos, they're bent over, can't straighten out his fingers. Akushos, where they're bent to the side. So people, again, are going to stare at his hands. Omra Vasi, and Bizman Azeh, we're no way to cover the hands with the talus, so therefore it's not really an inyan. And we'll see later that if it's something that Tzibur is used to, and it's regular mumim, everybody holds it's okay. Omer Avasi, Chifni Bashini Lo Yisras Kapa. Tanya Nami Hochi, Ein Moridin Lefnei Ateh, Velo Anche Beishon, Velo Anche Beishefa, Velo Anche Tivonim, Ipnei Shekorim La'alfin Einin, La'ainin Alfin. They can't pronounce the letters properly. Somebody who can't pronounce the words properly can't be a chazan, it can't be a kohen. Either because he's not going to say the bracha properly, Rashi, Bokanios luntish, akumos kfufos, akushos letzideihem, chifni ubishni, kohen shuma anshe chaifa, uma anshe beisha'on, megam gimim b'lashononhen. Right? They can't say the words properly. Mipnei shekorin la'alfin ayinu la'ayin alfin. They say an aleph like an ayin, an ayin like an aleph. Instead of sounding with an aleph, they would say it like it sounds with an ayin. Yoer Hashem ponev, loshen klolo. It's not yoer with an ayin means a klolo. Ki yesh ponim shi'is parshu loshen kas. Because ponecha can either mean ponim of ratzon or ponim of kas. So yoer Hashem can mean God should curse you with anger. Ponai yelechu es ponai matargamin yasrugzi. May ayin osin alfin, and the opposite. They read an ayin like an aleph. Who pogmin philosoph. That I'm reading Devera Belezer, Korin la alfin, ayinu la ayin alfin, ahu bedrosha. And that which it says, that Devera Belezer used to read ayin and aleph, that wasn't in davening. They weren't shluchei tzibur. When they gave a drosha, so they couldn't pronounce the letters properly. But that's not, there's nothing wrong with that. But in davening, there's something wrong with it. Okay. Omer le Reb Chiya le Reb Shimon bar Revi. Reb Chiya said to Rebbe's son, Reb Shimon, Il moli at a lady, if you would be a lady, wasn't a lady, but if you would be a lady, posel atom in a duchen, you wouldn't be able to duchen. You wouldn't be able to sing on the duchen. Over here, duchni doesn't mean birkas kohanim, it means a Levian stood and sang the shira on the duchen. Mishum da'avi kolech, because your voice is not a normal voice, a deep voice, which isn't a normal voice. And then av kol is possible for shira. So the Chasam Sofer says, what difference does it make? He's not a levi. If you would be a levi, right, what was he trying to do? Stam insult him that he didn't have a nice voice. He said the halacha is that in order to be the nasi of the Sanhedrin, or the nasi, you can't have any mumim that possible a kohen or a levi. Learn from a pasuk. So basically he's saying you're a pasuk to be a nasi. Now, your father was a nasi, but you can't be a nasi because you have a mum that pasuls a levi. Omerle liavua, also omerle lavua. So he went and he told it to his father, to Rebbe. Omerle zil emolek shato magi etzel v'chikesi l'ashem lo nimtzes mecharif v'megadet. So he said, go tell Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya couldn't say a ches. He said it like a hey. He said, when you say the pasuk v'chikesi l'ashem, you're mecharif because you're saying v'chikesi l'ashem. You're going to say, it sounds like I'm hitting the Ribono Shel Olam. So don't call the kettle black. What's it called? Don't tell my son that he can't sing. You can't talk. Omer Avuna Zvalgan Lo Yisra Sekapa, person whose eyes are constantly tearing, also attracts attention, and it's for the same reason we said before, he can't duchen. There was somebody who had this problem in Rav Huna's neighborhood, and they let him duchen. Ahu dosh bi'iro havi. People were used to him, and therefore it wasn't something that attracted attention. Tanya nami hachi. Person whose eyes are constantly tearing, I can't duchen, but if it's something that people are used to, that's okay. And some Rishonim hold that's only regular mumim. But something really out of the ordinary, even if people get used to it, they never really get used to it, and therefore he can't duchen either. Omrav Yochanan, Suma Bachas Mein of Lisa's Kapo. Right? A person who's blind in one eye can't duchen. So Shaila is, what does that mean? Some say it's the same thing with blind in two eyes, same halach. And others say, no, it's dafka, one eye, two eyes, for sure you can't do. But who the Havi B'Shvusid Rav Yochanan, Havi Paris Yodei, right, there was a guy was blind in one eye, and he duchit. Marisela, who dosh B'Yiro Havi? And some say it's only talking where it's noticeable that you're blind. You can see the eye looks funny. But if the eye looks regular, you just can't see, then it's not going to attract attention. Tanya nami hachi sumo bachas mein of Yisus kapov im hoya dosh biiro mutter. Some say that if he's blind in both eyes, even dosh biiro doesn't help, and others hold the same halacha. Rabbi Yehuda omer im misho yodav tzvuos Yisus kapov tanim rovan sheir malachtem bekach mutter. Everybody's life. This is a person who was a printer. His hands were always black. So if most of the people in the city have that trade, and all their hands are black, then it's not something that's going to attract attention. Then it's mutter. Rashi. Panav Yodav Raglov, Hanosi is kap of Cholitz Minalov, person who duchens has to take off his shoes, so you see his feet. Im yesh bo mum yistak lubo. Mitoch kach, roim is Yodav. They're going to look at his feet, and then they're going to end up looking at his hands. So therefore, if he has mumim on his face, feet, or hands, he can't duchen. If the voice isn't nice, then they're apostle to be a meshorer. I'll wait for Hashem. He used to read a ches like a hey. So Tosus asks, what's it called? Rebbe, it's mashma, what's it called? Rebbe was, what's it called, had this problem, right? He couldn't say a ches or a hey, because, what's it called? It says they made Rebbe a shliach tzibur. So Tosfos says that since they knew that Rebbe, the geula would come, she'al yod tamara geula, so he wanted him to be a shliach tzibur, and when he daven, he could be mechaven. To daven properly, then you could make him a shliach tzibur. So the Madai from that even a person who can't say the words properly, but when he's davening, he could concentrate and say them properly, you don't make him a shliach tzibur either. It has to be somebody who can normally speak properly. Right? We have the problem here a lot of times with people who mix up Sfar, the Ashkenaz, together, Oz, Az, Tof, Sofs, or whatever, which is not really, that's a Kori Velo Madaiik. So from there, it'll be mashma that even if they can be mechaven when they're davening, properly, you don't let such a person die. But in any case, we're not so makbid, since Svar Ashkenaz is not really ma'akif. Okay. Zvalgon ain of Zolfas Dima, person whose eyes are constantly tearing. Lo Jesus Kapo, if he was Fakumbo, people look at him. Doshbi Iro Havi, Kvarhoi Rugilim Anche Iro, the Lohium is Fakumbo Ode. Doshbi Iro means that, it's regular. It's already, what's it called? Kivan the dosh. Right. Dosh lashon margil, something usual. Kimo kivan de dosh dosh. I was saying that's a quote from here. You see right to what I said. The dosh doesn't mean to trample, but it means to do what's it called in a way that's without kavana. Just you did it because you're used to doing it like that. Sitim is krub, some kind of dye. Okay. Ha'omer eini over l'fnei ateva b'tzivonim, af b'levonim lo yavar. A person says, I won't daven for the omer if I'm wearing colored clothing, then even if he's wearing white clothing, you don't daven because it's derech minus. The minim used to only daven in white, and in white, right, not in colored things, and therefore we're afraid that he's a min. The sandal eini over af yochif lo yavar. So I won't daven with my sandals on, then we don't let him daven even barefoot, because again, that's derech achitzoni. If you make your tefillin round, so there's no mitzvah, the tefillin have to be square, and it's a sakana. We'll see what the sakana is in a second. Nosnal mitzcho al pas yodo harizu derech aminos. If you put the tefillin on your forehead instead of on your head, or al pas yodo, put it on your hand instead of on your arm, right? That's harizu derech aminos. That's the minim. The minim didn't believe in Drosh's Chazal. They said Beinei Necha means literally on your forehead, between your eyes. And Al Yodcha means on your hand, not on your arm. Tzipon Zoh, the Nosnal Basin Kuli Shalo, if you cover the tefillin with gold and you put them on your shirt, on the outside of your begit, Hariza Derech HaChitzonin, that's the way the Chitzonin do it. The halacha is that it has to be La'os Al Yodcha, for you, not for others. So the Shalyad has to be covered up on your hand. And others learn that the problem is there's a chatzitza between the tefillin and your arm if you put them over your shirt. Nafka mina is the tefillin shel rosh. Tefillin shel rosh is not just for you. They are adarabba, v'ro kol amei oretz. So if the reason you can't put the tefillin shel yad on your shirt is because it's exposed, then the tefillin shel rosh is no problem. It's the opposite. You can put it on a kova, on a hat, or whatever. You can put it over your yarmulke. But if the reason is a chatzitza, then it applies equally to Tefillin Shel Rosh. And that's basically the halacha, that the Tefillin Shel Rosh also is an inyan of chatzitza. Can't put it on over your hat or whatever. You have to put it directly on your hair. Mara says, my taima, chayshin and shema minus nisrukabo. All these things were afraid that the guy was a min. And the Rambam learns that he's only possible for that tefillah. Because maybe he became a min for that tefillah. It's not Lavdavki's a min totally, but at that moment he decided to be a min. The Ravid says, no, we're afraid he's a min. He can't daven any tefillah. Maybe the fact that it says over here, if you make your tefillin round, you're not yotze, is a raya to this, to what the Rabbanan said. Tefillin merubas, halacha mishinat. Tefillin have to be square, halacha mishinat. V'omar rava, the tofron. One shot is that when you sew it, you have to be careful not to pull the stitch too hard, because then you'll ruin the squaring. But the tefillah itself doesn't have to be square. Or no, the tefillah itself has to be square. The sewing has to be square also. Uvalak sonon, and also not only has to be exactly square, so the hatpatnus. Yeah, is one and two-fifths of the side, so it's exactly square. Omra Papa, Masnisen Davidike Gamkusa. No, it's no proof. Could be that it doesn't have to be square. It just can't be round. Round can mean two things. Oblong, or mamish like a nut. Mamish like a sphere, like a ball. So it's a sakana to wear tefillin that are like a ball, because if you hit in the wall, it's going to go right into your head. It's not flat against you. It's so that's what this is talking about. The halacha that has to be square is a different halacha. Because according to this thing, you could have an oblong tefillin. But it can't be oblong either. So Rashi says.
Oblong meaning rectangle?
No, like an egg, whatever.
How many people walk into the wall with a tefillin?
I've done it. I haven't counted how many other people do it, but it's happened. You hit your head into the wall or whatever you're davening. After levonim lo yavor, time on first big mara. Also tefilaso agula, tefillin shabarosho agula kebeo keegos, like an egg or a nut. either like a ball or oblong, like an egg. Sakana shaloti konis barosho. Sakana, because if it's round and you hit it into you hit it against something, it's going to go into your head. Ve'ein bo mitzvah demrubas bo'inen. There's no mitzvah anyway because you need tefillin to be square. Nosna mitzvah shorosh v'shadiyad al pas yodo. If you put the tefillin on your forehead or on your hand, you're not yotzei. Harizah derech minus shemavazim medrash hachon. They don't learn from the way Chazal learned the pasuk. They follow the simple meaning of the pasuk. It sounds like you have to put the tefillin between your eyes. Mamish val yodecho on your hand, not on your arm. Rabbeinu dorshu menachos b'gzerishova beinecho zekod kod makom shemofo shel tinik rofes. That beinecho doesn't mean between your eyes. It means above on your hairline, above your hairline, equal to where between the eyes. The al yodcha gova hayad. Doesn't mean your hand, it means your arm. Ki boris parosh hazroa should say sima keneged alei, because it has to be opposite your heart. Al beis unkeli, al beis yad levushon b'chutz. You put it over your sleeve. Hareis aderech chitzonim, b'nei odam aholchim acharei da'atom, chutz midas chachonim. The chachonim learn v'hoyo l'cholaos, that the tefillin shall yad have to be covered. The bo'inim l'cholaos, v'lo l'acherim la'os. And Tosus learns because it's a chatzitza. Tzipan zov nomiksiv lamantia toros Hashem b'ficha shehakol mibehema tahora. Tefillin have to be made from ingredients, things that are come from a behema tahora, not from gold. Shema minus nizruka boha minim over the avodah zorah makpidim bekach. The minim, right, were makpid not to daven except in white clothing. B'tofren of laksolon, shutofer base moshovan, tzorikli zorishli, kalka ribuan, the meshicha skudat fira. So Rashi says the first pshat is not that the stitches have to be in a square. Stitches don't have to be square. But we're afraid when you stitch it, you'll ruin the squareness of the bias. The tzorishem alachson kilchoso. And the square has to be mamish square, not rectangle. And how do you know if it's mamish a square? How big the hypotenuse of the square is. That's what it's called, the hypotenuse of the square? Diagonal of the square. The meruba shetei etzba barochav uva'orach shi etzba v'shnei chumshim balachson. Whatever is one etzba on the sides is 1 2/5 etzba on the diagonal. Ki amguza agulos ke'egos. All you can know from the Mishnah is that your tefillin can't be round like a ball, like a nut. But aval agula kebeya, but oblong like an egg, right, which is not exactly round, shaper dummy. And that since it's a little bit flat, isn't going to be a sakon. You can't learn what the Brisa says from the Mishnah. It's not exactly the same. That's what the Gemara is saying.